So today we've armed you with the information you need to know. We've told you about Anzac Day. We've told you about an important DNA bill ahead of Congress. We've told you about an important case here related to the police in New York City. And now we're going to give you a little news and information. Maybe you can use it, maybe you can't, but I bet you're going to think it's fun. We call it the Ramble.
That is our intention.
That's our intention. We hope it bears true. So the search for a Brazilian priest harnessed to hundreds of helium balloons is winding down. Reverend Aladir Antonio de Carli set out last Sunday in a special contraption attached to about 1,000 pink, white, green, and red helium balloons. Quite a spectacle. He also had a parachute on board. The Roman Catholic priest seemed pretty well prepared for his plan to fly along the coast of Brazil. He planned to use this as a stunt, really, to raise funds for the Spiritual Center for Truck Drivers. That's a whole different story, it sounds like. But shortly after takeoff, the priest was forced off course by strong winds that carried him out to sea. Mm. I know, not good. Rescuers were holding out hope because Father de Carli was seemingly, you know, he was prepared for this trip. I guess as prepared as you can be to float along the coast with helium balloons. He was dressed in an aluminum thermal flight suit. He was carrying a lot of food and water. He had a parachute, GPS, sat phone. According to reports, about an hour after takeoff, he called his contacts on the ground and he reported that he had been blown out over across the ocean. Searchers sent out to find him right away, but they never located him. Wednesday, rescuers continued to search near this cluster of balloons that they found in the water. Not good. But on Thursday, the Brazilian Air Force announced it's now scaling back its search. So... That's a sad story.
Yes, it does seem like a sad story in Brazil.
Funny, actually.
A while back, we told you about some controversy on the long-running soap opera As the World Turns. There is a gay couple on the show, Noah and Luke, and they kissed on screen a couple times last year when they first got together, and that was believed to be the first time a gay couple kissed on a daytime soap. For those of you scoring along at home. But after that, without explanation, even though they remained a couple, and every other couple on the show was all over each other, the public displays of affection between Luke and Noah stopped, and some of the fans of the show started protesting, alleging that producers were worried about offending viewers. Well, after months of waiting, those fans got their wish this week.
What about the ICE? What about...
Hot and heavy.
Smoocharooski.
Smoocharoo.
One of the leaders of that fan protest. I'm not going to judge how much time Roger Newcomb has on his hands, but let's just say that he runs the As the World Turns website, weloveatwt.com. He joined us back when the protest was getting off the ground. Everyone needs a cause. This was Roger's. We called him yesterday to see what fans thought of the first kiss in months.
Fans were overjoyed. It was like totally unexpected. Very rare these days with spoilers and previews are fans surprised, and everyone was totally surprised and excited and, you know, really happy because it felt like, you know, our fan campaign and being vocal about our feelings about the kissing ban have really paid off, and they were listening to us.
So the first kiss since the protest was Wednesday, but was it a one-time thing?
Thursday's show, they were pretty affectionate with each other. Luke kissed Noah again, sort of a half-lip, half-cheek kiss. But it definitely seems like something has changed, like somebody's finally decided we're going to treat them like every other couple, just like we originally said.
But trouble's a-brewing. Don Wildman's America Family Association has issued an action alert to its members. They say Procter & Gamble, the show's producer, is promoting the homosexual agenda. Their website has a link to the kiss with the note, quote, warning, content is repulsive. So what about Luke and Noah? Well, their relationship has a new wrinkle. Yes, the Reverend Donald Wildman has intervened. No, they don't know about that. Noah married an Iraqi woman so she could get her green card. It was a marriage of convenience. She knows he's gay and he's with Luke. I'm sorry if I'm boring you if you're a huge fan, but over time, she's developed feelings for Noah, even though Noah isn't interested.
That's amazingly complex.
Now, Luke is moving in with Noah and the woman. It's a scandal. I guess we'll have to stay tuned.
Okay, guess what?
What?
Tom Cruise is coming back to Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
Nail down your couches. You might remember Cruise made a big splashy headline about 3 years on when he was on Oprah. He jumped up and down. I was so excited about Katie Holmes. And And a lot of jokes came out of that situation. Well,
easy jokes.
More
fodder.
Satisfying
jokes.
More fodder on the horizon. He's coming back to Oprah. Oprah is doing a 2-part series commemorating his career. It's been 25 years since he made Risky Business. And I think they're good friends. So she's going to do this little 2-part series.
Yeah, I bet. My prediction is there will be some sort of couch gag on the show.
Probably. Sort
of upholsterer will come in something. They'll acknowledge it. And speaking of furniture, musical chairs and late night TV, NBC is expected to announce that Jimmy Fallon will take over from Conan O'Brien as the host of Late Night. NBC would not confirm reports. But Conan O'Brien is leaving Late Night next year to fill Jay Leno's chair on The Tonight Show. Fallon, once part of the team on Saturday Night Live, has been a network favorite to replace O'Brien on the show. The AP reports that the head of Late Night, Rick Ludwin, says Fallon is, quote, at the top of our list. And that is your Ramble. These stories and more on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park.